There's a couple things I see. Number one, Second Amendment rights are supposed to be Second Amendment rights. We are not supposed to need to get a permit to be able to implement our Second Amendment rights, nor are our Second Amendment rights supposed to need to be going to a referendum to a group of people for us to be able to implement our Second Amendment rights. I am in favor of HB 36, which would remove the good and substantial clause which currently exists if you want to, in Maryland, is a shall issue state, mm-hmm. which basically means it is a almost no issue state. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that I've been attacked. It doesn't matter that I've been stalked. It doesn't matter that I've been raped. If I'm not carrying money or expensive jewelry or have other business financial reasons why, it is not likely that me nor any other women would be able to get a permit.
And even if you got one, you'd have to renew it and you have to keep proving that you still need one.
Yes, I would have to still continue to prove that I needed one. And so the Maryland State Police and the General Assembly prevent me from being able to protect myself, my family, the children of my relatives, etc., with their lack of being a shall issue state. Now, yes, sir.
It sounds like you've been here before, been to Annapolis before. Should I assume that you've been before lawmakers before?
Yes, because I first came before lawmakers when I was being stalked at my home, and I chose to use a Mossberg from inside my house that had a forward grip and had a pistol grip. And back then, they were trying to make my forward grip illegal, which, just like the rest of most of these laws, which are not logical, the forward grip does not increase the lethality of the firearm. It only allowed me, a woman in a scared position, being threatened by the man standing right outside her front door, to hold it more securely. Gotcha. So that was the first reason I started testifying down here, because I thought it was ludicrous that Maryland would try and take away my forward grip and my pistol grip.
You know the makeup of this committee, you know the makeup of the Senate committee, you know where the numbers are in the General Assembly. Any of these bills, I mean the bill you're talking about and some of these others, while they're very well intended, is there any chance that these would pass? I mean, that you could change some minds so that, and you also know who's governor now.
I realize that I am in a very dark time, and I am very much in a river above my neck. That is not a reason for me not to come and speak the truth to my representatives. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree with you that when I look at the numbers, they are not necessarily on my side. But I think some of the men and women who are representatives have intellectual capacity to reason, to think, and that's why we have a hearing, because we have hired them to listen to our voice and to make wise, educated decisions where they are informed. And I am here to inform them that, number one, HB 36, mm-hmm. they need to remove good and substantial clause. Number two, HB 720, it is not appropriate for people who are already providing the training to expect them to then have to go pay for the training. If they're certified to provide the training, then they do not need to go pay for
it. That was an issue in 281 regarding the training.
Yeah, that's also one in 281. Another one that I feel very strongly on is pertaining to firearms on school grounds by retired law enforcement, HB 919. HB 919, I am in favor of HB 919 because it means that if someone was a police officer and is now retired
and still has a permit to carry, he should be able to bring his weapon onto school grounds.
Yes, and in my opinion, what he's actually carrying is a firearm. It only becomes a weapon if he's using it to protect somebody's child, maybe yours, maybe mine, maybe someone else's, if somebody comes into the building to do harm to them.
Gotcha.
Furthermore, I also am in favor of... Do you want to know the other ones I'm in favor of?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay. I am in favor of HB 919. We just discussed that.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of HB 712, because what does HB 712 do? It actually punishes the bad guys. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't want to punish me or you or a good citizen that wants to have a right to carry a firearm. I want to punish someone who's actually committed a violent crime with any kind of violent tool, whether they used a screwdriver, a hammer, a car, or a firearm.
Okay. That's...